Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. Knock on wood. We haven't done this before. I have one guest on Zoom and one on the phone. We think this will work. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Lure Turbide's off today, so we welcome Kimberly Ilacqua. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Ted. How are you?
Good. So, I haven't seen you in forever. I haven't seen anybody in forever because I'm in my bubble here since Corona broke out. But we got to all get together and say hello to somebody sometime when we can.
Absolutely.
So I know, was the playground build at the Jim Dooley Center, was that this past weekend?
No, it's this weekend on the 24th.
Okay. It's coming up this weekend, so a number of the Interact Club members will be out there, and I guess if the public wants to volunteer, they can sign up too, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're very excited about this project.
So do you go to flhealth.org? Is there a sign-up form there?
Actually, you can call Helen Kelly. Her phone number is 315-787-4074, and she will get your name and information and let you know what needs to be done that day.
All right, terrific. If you have some tools and some time coming up this weekend, help out as they build a brand new playground at the Jim Dooley Early Childhood Center right next to the hospital. So we met our guest's husband earlier, Dr. Wilfredo Cruz. They're a family package, so tell us who we're talking with today.
Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Rahana Durash. She is a board-certified internal medicine physician that just started with us last month. She's practicing at FLH Medical PC Geneva Primary Care, as well as our Clifton Springs Internal Medicine Office. We're very excited to have her.
All right, Dr. Rasha, it's a pleasure to meet you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. Let's start.
So, you have a very interesting story. You and your husband both a professional and a family decision. You're a young family. You have a 9-year-old daughter, and you decided that you wanted to come from Puerto Rico to the mainland to practice medicine and to have a great place to raise your family. So how does somebody in Puerto Rico find Finger Lakes Health in upstate New York?
Actually, after our daughter was born, she just turned 1 year 2 days ago. We realized that her future was our number one priority. So we started looking into moving to United States where we could share border to Canada. It would be closer to Canada where my family lives. When the opportunity presented, of course, Finger Lake Health Region was, it seemed like to have a safe neighborhood and friendly residents. And we found that it could be a good place for our daughter, and it would be a good place to focus on our family. And so far, we're very happy.
And then you were looking for a health system that felt like a small family, like kind of a tight-knit community, because you said that's what you had where you both previously practiced in Puerto Rico, right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about your philosophy of family care and the importance. We're learning more over these last few years about the importance of primary care. So let's start there. Why should everybody have a primary care physician?
Well, as a primary care physician, you basically prevent diseases and you also treat them. It's good to have a primary care physician because you would have your regular follow-ups. If you get sick, which is basically called an acute one, you get to see your primary care physician the same day. If you don't get to see them, another provider will always be available the same day. If you are hospitalized after the discharge, you always have an appointment with your primary care physician. Before any surgery, you get to see your primary care physician. This basically allows as a primary care physician to take an active role in guiding health decision making. Basically, we monitor the treatment, their medication they're taking, even though they could be seeing a subspecialist such as cardiologist, nephrologist, gastroenterologist. We, as a primary care physician, are the ones who know our patients the most, their history, their medication, and overall health. And we're most likely identify larger problems and patterns. So for us, it's a big responsibility, but at the same time, it's a big reward in patient relationship and job satisfaction. Another important reason to have a primary care physician is to have your screening done So basically, we screen our patients for risk factors, any health problem before they do present with symptoms. So it gives us the opportunity to improve health of our patients and prevent them from getting sick in the first place. So
I thought it was very interesting what you said a moment ago about seeing the overall picture and getting to know not only a patient, but the whole family. I think often you might spot something that even the patient might not be aware of because you get to know them as people, right?
Exactly. A good thing about the practice we have is you build a long-term relationship not only with your patients but also with their families. You treat a patient or the whole family for years. Like you could treat them for 10, 15, or even more. You learn about their jobs, their children, their spouses, their hobbies, and you see the effects positive and negative life changes have on their health. So these details, it makes them different. Each patient for us is different from each other. And another reason is that these little things help us to identify any problem the patient has, not only regarding the disease, and makes us the most trusted source of health information for our patients. For the same reason, as I mentioned before, a doctor-patient relationship is very important.
Now, you are bilingual. You're a Spanish speaker. There is a significant Spanish-speaking population in Geneva. In fact, a lot of people who have come from Puerto Rico to Geneva. Was that part of the attraction to come to this area?
Yes, of course, because considering that translating, you even though you could translate, you might miss actually the some words in the whole process of translating, and it never feels the same if somebody speaks the same language, especially if you have any acute disease or you have any concern. You really don't want to go through a phone or somebody who is not actually sitting in front of you and you tell them how you feel. So when we found out there is a big population of Spanish speaking people, like, we were very happy that we could be a help and we take out this burden from this clinic, and we could be a help and get those patients back to our practice.
I've been asking this question of everyone I've had on the radio now for the last 6 months, but how has the COVID outbreak changed what you do? You have to be more careful, and it I guess lessens the intimacy a little bit between doctor and patient, doesn't it?
It does, unfortunately, but we do wear a mask. We wear our face shield, and of course if patients are symptomatic, we do a video call or a phone call. So we do monitor their symptoms over the phone or video, so this way we decrease the exposure. If we find out there are symptomatic and the symptoms are related to COVID, then of course we ask them to come to clinic somewhere that we could do a test. And if it's positive, then we can guide them to wherever they need to go. If their symptoms are very severe, of course, to go to emergency room. And if not, they could stay at home for 14 days and for home quarantine and the rest of the recommendation that is given to each patient.
I know on top of COVID, we're also just getting into the beginning of flu season. So let's talk about the importance of getting a flu vaccination.
Well, as you all know, getting your flu shots is annual and is recommended for everybody, not only patients above age of 60. We do recommend for each and every patient to get their flu vaccine every year. And that actually, it decreases. It doesn't mean that you don't get sick, but if you do get sick, it decreases the complications, especially if you do have any other comorbidities such as diabetes, heart condition, kidney disease. So this way we try to prevent any complication that could occur with flu.
I know if you get the Thrive newsletter from Finger Lakes Health that comes out quarterly, Dr. Darash and Dr. Cruz are featured in the summer edition. And one of the things you were talking about is the number of different kinds of providers within the Finger Lakes Health Network, so that if you do have to send someone to a specialist, chances are they can see one very close to home.
Yes, we do have a wide variety of providers that there are affiliated with Finger Lakes Health. We do have cardiologists, gastroenterologists, neurologists, nephrologists. We have OB/GYN. So basically, majority of the subspecialties, we do have them in Finger Lakes Health, and actually helps us to guide our patients, and they're very friendly. We could actually like text and call them and discuss about our patient before sending them, and they always gives us their feedback on what they think or how to manage our patient.
So I saw also in that article in Thrive that you're one of those people who decided on your life's course pretty early. From the age of 9, you wanted to be a doctor. What sparked that interest?
Well, I think it's since I was little, I wanted to be a doctor because I always found medicine was like a mental puzzle. It was stimulating and most rewarding. So I always wanted to be somebody who gets to help people solve their problems every single day and affect human life in a way that is truly unique. I did have actually a little doctor, like a box with a stethoscope, and I actually play with my doll. But it was a dream come true.
If you would like to learn more about Dr. Darash's practice at FLH Medical PC in Geneva, that is 787-5400, 315-787-5400. Pleasure to meet you. It was a pleasure to talk to Dr. Cruz. I'm sure we'll talk again. Congratulations on your successful move. Welcome to the Finger Lakes, and much success to you and your family in years to come.
Great to meet you, too. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All right. Kim, thanks as always. Pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Ted. Have a great day.